I love how Spirit works it out and Melinda as well. This is beautiful. This is working out so lovely. Thank you all again for being here this morning. My name is Reverend P.J. Stanley, and I am the Senior Minister of Harmony Spiritual Center in Fort Worth. I'm an interfaith minister, an interfaith New Thought minister, and so I speak from the words of Unity and the Fillmores, from the Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, all of the New Thought speakers and teachers is where I am inspired and where I'll be speaking from today. I've been a New Thought since 1995, and like so many of us, I was raised in a fundamental religious background. And so when I stepped into a Science of Mind church in San Diego, California, it was called the Center for Spiritual Living. And when I saw that sign, I just thought, what does that mean? That has got to mean something. It resonated with me. And I stepped into that place, and I have been there ever since in New Thought, because this message resonates with me, and what we believe, the thing that resonates in every New Thought church that I go to, that I'm a part of, we believe and we know that there is only one, God the Good. However you claim that, however you say that, however you speak it, however you know it in your own soul, there's only one. And we are individualized expressions of the one. We know that we co-created our lives. We know that thoughts materialize. They become things. And so we are so, so very careful with the things that we say. Because whatever we want into our lives, we speak it into existence. And it is so. And the final thing is that action is required. We can't simply sit and read and think that we know. We have to actionize our practices, our beliefs, and take it out into the world. And so when I say that what we teach is a practical spirituality, what I mean is, how do you leave Sunday morning? Because that's what was missing for me before. How do I take this feel good, this love one another, this peace, this joy, all that I see and all that I feel when I'm around my tribe, into the community, into every single day, into my work, where I'm working for someone who knows so much less than I do. When I'm around people that are sometimes harder to feel this peace and love around, how do I do that? And that's what this practical spirituality does for me, for us, for all of us, and why it so resonates with me. So what we do is practical spirituality. It's not just a theory, it's action and application. It is useful because we put what we know and what we learn into effect so that it can affect our lives, so that we have the best life that we are looking for right now. That's why we do what we do. And because we understand that we create a conscious manifestation of our lives through our thoughts and through practicing our principles. So we co-create our lives, thoughts are things. The question I have is, what do you intend then? If we understand that, if we know that thoughts are things, and what we intend becomes our life, what is it exactly that you are intending? What is your intention? I feel like a father talking to a young boy coming to see her dog, his daughter for the first time. Young man, what are your intentions with my daughter? We all have intentions. What are your conscious intentions for your life? Because whatever you're thinking about becomes your life. And so today's talk title is Set the Table for Joy. Set the Table for Joy. And it is inspired by a true story of my mother, who taught me early on about spirituality, not about religion, about spirituality, about loving others, about a faith that was profound. And I saw it in her every single day. So she was married to my father. They ended up getting a divorce. He was a military person, and if you're around any guys that have been in the military, you know that there's a lot of trauma around them. If they've gone to war or done some things, there's a lot of trauma. They weren't able to survive that, and so they divorced. But she had no skills. She had been a wife and a mother traveling around with her military husband. So she didn't have any skills. So she just took whatever jobs could come up. And it was a struggle. One particular time, we were at home, time for dinner, and there was absolutely nothing to eat. She had simply run out of options and things to eat. But here's what she said, this is the true story. Set the table. Just set the table. Now, my mother was 4'11", just a little dynamo, and you did not argue with her, even though what she was saying seemed crazy. She said, set the table, quite okay, yes, ma'am. And so we set the table. What we were gonna serve, we had no idea. But we set the table. And then we sat down. And then we waited. We just waited. My mother knew that you pray, you believe, and you wait on spirit. Knock on the door, not kidding. The neighborhood grandmother, Mama Lee, who everyone supported, always took her food. She came to our door with a bag of not just food, but cooked food. And she said, can you guys use this? There is too much here for me. And so we set the table and ate with what she brought us. So that is how I learned one of the things, one of the many things our mother did to show me what faith looks like. What a knowing, not a belief, a knowing that God provides, what that looks like. What that looks like. So my point is that practical spirituality, not everybody understands or knows what a deep faith looked like. I was fortunate enough to be around someone who was an example of that, but not everybody is fortunate enough to have that. And so what we do here, what we do in New Thought is teach that. It can be taught. We teach a practical spirituality and how you build your faith. Because when you set your intention, you claim your good. You already, what we know and believe is that we are meant here to be here for a purpose, to serve and to be served. That God has great plans for your life, to prosper you, not to hurt you, to prosper you. And if our thoughts are things, and if we co-create our lives, then we must set an intention for what we want our life to be. Otherwise, we're just willy-nilly going about and just accepting. That's okay. Life will show up, but is it showing up the way you want? So when you understand this, you have more power and control over your life to allow the things into your life that you want and say no to the things that you don't want. Here's what the universe does. The law of the universe simply says yes. That is all it can do. If you say, I am so smart, the universe says, yes, you are. And if you say, I have abundance in my life, the universe says, yes, you do. And if you say, I am so broke right now, the universe says, yes, you are. Do you get, you understand? Whatever, if you say, I can't find a good person to be with, the universe says, you are correct. You are, that's all the universe can say. So do you understand? The things that come into your life are about what we claim. So the point of today's talk is to talk about intentionality. That we have the power to be intentional with our lives. That if we love what's in our lives, keep doing it. If we don't, stop doing it. It's really quite that simple. If you love it, keep it. If you don't, stop it. And ask for something different. You know, we get to change our minds. Romans 8:12 says, be ye renewed. Be ye transformed by the renewal of your minds. Be ye transformed. transformed by the renewal of your mind. That means we can change our mind at any time. How many of us are still the way we were when we were 21 or 31 or 41? And I'm not going to keep going on because I'm not going to give away my age, but let me just say that we get to take a look at our lives and say, that worked for me then. It is not working for me now. I choose something different. I'm setting the table for joy. This right here is no longer bringing me joy. I'm letting it go and setting my table for joy so that we can live on purpose, live our best life in each moment. It's not about, the thing is that our life is made up of moments. Right now, you sitting here, wherever you may be, watching, this is a moment of your life. This is a moment of your life that you get to either say, aha, or you can say, I knew it. She's so right. Or you can even say, I don't know what you are talking about at all. I'm turning this off. Whatever it is that you say, it's your life. Do you get that? It's your life. You make the choice. I'm just telling you what works for me. I'm telling you what works in New Thought, what we know works. So if you want something different, you can do something different. You can be something different. If you simply set the table, set your intention for joy, that's a choice we get to make. When we do that, I said earlier, and I will say it all the time, and I know that Belinda says it as well, and you guys say it, that's part of your name, One Church, One Love. We are individualized expressions of God, of the divine. We have power. So we don't have to connect. We're already connected. There's no way to unconnect. You see, there's no way to unconnect. It's like, well, I think I'll breathe today, or I think I'll use some blood today. You don't have a choice. It is what it is. What you are choosing is to be consciously aware of your connection. That is what makes all the difference in the world. Because if you walk into any situation consciously aware and knowing that everything is in perfect divine order, you are expecting and setting an intention for everything to work out well. No matter what it may look like in the moment, you know all is well. We consciously set an intention to have a relationship with Spirit through prayer and meditation. You're probably so tired of hearing Melinda and every other New Thought preacher talk about prayer and meditation. Those prayer and meditation. That's we can do a little chant. Prayer and meditation. I don't know what to do about that. Have you prayed? Have you meditated? Get back to me after you do that. Because once you do, this is where you ask, you choose, all the knowledge, all you need to know is within you already. Because you are an individualized expression of the divine, it has to be there. The only way you don't know it's not there is because you aren't quiet enough to hear it. That's what meditation allows. It allows for the chaos to be gone and for peace to reign. How many of you have walked into a situation that was entirely chaotic? Entirely chaotic. I see some faces. Entirely chaotic. You don't have to join in the mayhem. You know, you can bring your own peace with you. Do you know what happens when you do that? People are wondering and asking you, do you not understand the situation? Why are you not chaotic with us? Because there's no need. Because all is in divine order. Whether I run around like a chicken or not. Right? That's not going to change anything. So I might as well bring the peace. I enjoy that better. That's my personal choice. If you want to be chaotic, that's your personal choice. And that's okay. I'm not saying it as a negative. I'm saying it as a choice. That's all I'm saying. What is it you want? Make that choice for yourself. So as we are setting our intention, we are purposely invoking three laws. There's a lot of laws, of universal laws, but three that I think are powerful as we are co-creating our lives. One is, of course, the law of cause and effect. For every cause in your life, every effect in your life, there's a cause. There's a specific cause you can trace it back to. And whatever I may be involved in, whatever I may find myself in, having to make a decision, the first thing that gives me the most power is to find out, what is my role in this? How did I contribute to where I am right now? And the reason I do that is because I am the only person I have power over. I can only change how I feel, how I perceive what I have done. That's all. But that's all I need. That's all you need. So whatever you may be involved in, that's one of the first things you can ask yourself. What is my role in this? And whatever it may be, whatever anyone may be trying to get you to involve yourself in. I actually ask the question a lot to people when they're talking to me. All right, hang on. What's my role in this? How do you see me? Nope, I don't accept that. I'm not going to play that part. Thank you, bye-bye. You get to do that. We all get to do that. But you do that when you know yourself already. When you already know what you're about. When you've already discovered what your core beliefs are. Who are you? So when you take your core beliefs in, and there's a whole bunch of them, but you only need about five or so that actually guide your life. And when you know that every time you walk into a situation, you just live by your core beliefs that you set for yourself. That's it. I choose to love. I choose to see. When I look at you, that you are a divine, individualized expression of God. And when I see that, I know what's possible. I know what's possible. That's what I choose to do. That's a core belief that I have. What is yours? What is your intention? My intention is to, I'm just looking at the mic. How crazy is that? Unbelievable. My intention is to live a life of joy. That's my intention, is to live a life of joy. And joy for me is knowing that God is always with me, not just available, yes, present with me, always. There is no place, anywhere, anytime that I can be that Spirit is not. It's not possible. So there's no place you can be with anyone where God is not present. We remember that and we bring the peace. We live in the life that we want. I have a two-word mission statement and vision for myself, and that is joyous prosperity. That's my two-word intention, joyous prosperity. I want to be joyful and I want to be able to serve, and I just don't think you can serve a whole lot when you're flat broke. I don't see how that works, but it may work. I mean, Mother Teresa didn't have any money, but she used everybody else's money, so. Somehow I flow to her. However you want to do that, but that's my two-word intention. I've always been a happy person. I worked for Continental Airlines in Los Angeles. I was a mechanic. And if you've ever worked for a large organization like that, almost like a governmental entity, there's a culture that goes around a big company. They have their own culture. And so we're very proud to have worked for them. At the time I was there, it was great management, and they just did great things for their staff and for the people who worked there. And they had a store, in the facility that I was, a big store. So I was just walking there, just looking to see if they had little planes that you could buy, and you know, little shirts and caps and whatnot. So I was in there, and just looking through and finding some stuff, you know, just having a good time. I don't really care that much for shopping, but you know, my brain, it was a good time to do. So I picked out a few things and I went up to the cashier. I'm not kidding. I put my stuff up on this. And she's looking at me. She doesn't But I wasn't a joyous person. I didn't understand what joy is. I do now. On this road, around this tribe, understanding, learning, using practical concepts, beliefs, and principles so that I, you, all of us can set an intention. We can claim the life we want, whatever that looks like. Nobody gets to do it but you. And whatever you're doing is good. Whatever you're doing is good. Whatever decisions you make to change is about what you see for yourself. No one outside of you can tell you what is right for you. You know this already. I'm just affirming what you already know. And I'm saying again, you are correct, and it is true. So as I finish this talk and come to the close, and I love saying this part because it's kind of an inside joke with my fundamental background and ministers, they would always say, as I close, and then talk for another 20 minutes. They were just trying to wake you up. Because they knew they said they were leaving, and you wake on up and start gathering your things up. And they start talking. But I'm actually closing. So as I close, I want to say to you that this that we do here is a beautiful and a special thing. This is about living your life in the highest and best way for you, and that you get to determine what that is. We love each other. We share information and experiences with each other. We talk about what works and what doesn't work. We set the table for joy by setting our intentions for who we are, for who we want to be. We claim the good in our life because we know the universe and God is abundant. God has plans to prosper us, and we know that to be true. So as you go out through your week, your day, your week, your month, your year, set the table for joy. Set your intention for each moment, because your life is made up of every moment that you live, and you can then live your best life right now. Namaste. I didn't ask you this, but can you play or maybe use some background music for the meditation? Thank you. As we prepare our minds and our bodies to enter into the consciousness of that which we believe, let us take a deep breath in and a releasing breath out. And throughout our time together, I ask you to continue to breathe. It is all about the breath. Breathing in deeply, releasing out completely in your own time, at your own pace. Become comfortable as you can where you are, allowing your body to just rest. And let whatever you're sitting or lying upon take your weight. Allow any tension that you feel in your body to just melt away. Relax your jaw just a little. Any tension in your shoulder, your neck, between your eyes and your eyebrow, I'll let all tension melt away. And with each breath you take, you find yourself more at ease, more relaxed, entering into this place of inner stillness, the place of the Most High. This meditation for gratitude is called the practice of appreciative joy, as we just show up for joy and happiness. Breathing in, releasing out, setting an intention to be more fulfilled by joy. For joy and happiness to easily flow into your life, knowing that joy is an important experience of life. And with each breath in and releasing breath out, joy settles on your heart, your mind, and your soul. I offer you these few phrases of appreciative joy, and please repeat after me in the silence. May I be present for joy. May I appreciate joy in my life. May my happiness grow. May my happiness continue. Breathing in deeply and releasing out completely. Let the truth of those words settle into your soul, becoming a part of who you are right now. Know that you can return to these words, to this thought, to the breath of life, anytime you wish to set an intention for more joy, for more happiness. Breathing in and releasing out. As I draw this meditation to a close, and as you go about experiencing the rest of your day, remember who you are, a unique expression of the divine, capable of continuous joy and happiness. And so it is. And so we let it be. Namaste.